Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanas. This is episode 114, season 5, and today's date is March 22nd, 2022. And it's also my first anniversary show. Imagine that. I started this a year ago, and I'm still nervous, but I'm still having a lot of fun. But thank you for joining me today. Today, I will talk about how I reached this point of doing the show for 1 year. Also, today's topic is Cuddly Dudley. He's a very famous TV animal in Chicago. I've been teasing about this yesterday on my social media accounts. So I sort of threw a red herring. A lot of people thought it was Garfield Goose, but it's not him. So I will do a podcast about him later this year. But today we'll talk about, I will talk about Cuddly Dudley, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it. And I will talk about my memories of watching him on television. Okay. And right now the program will go into a commercial break. This program is brought to you by Bushell Carpet and Rug Cleaning. And I aired this commercial on my first episode last year. That was one of the first commercials. So I'm going to replay it again because it's so famous, and it's famous for its phone number. So here is a commercial from 1979, Bushell Rug and Carpet Cleaning. Here we go.
During Bushell's annual 2-for-1 cleaning sale, you get all your vital household cleaning done practically for half the regular low Bushell price. Get 2-for-1 savings on drapery cleaning and furniture cleaning by calling Bushell now. Get 2 rugs clean for the price of 1 in Bushell's modern cleaning plant. Get 2 rooms of tack-down carpeting clean for the price of 1 and save up to 50%. Remember, this offer is limited and may be withdrawn at any time, so call Bushell now at
Hudson 32700.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Bushell, that famous telephone number, Hudson 32700. I can't do it. I'm not a baritone. I can't sing well. So that's famous. They commented on Bushell Rugs. I posted something a long time ago on Vanished Chicagoland. They asked me who was the singer of that. Who sang that jingle? According to some sources, someone said it was an entertainer called Will Stark. I guess that's his name. I don't know. He entertained in Chicago. I think he had his own TV show in the 50s, and I don't know much about him, but I like to do a show about him because I did something, a video about children's television shows in Chicago about a couple of years ago. I compiled a lot of photos, famous local TV celebrities like Ned Locke, Mary Hartline, of course, Ray Rayner, and back in the early days of television in Chicago. So it could have been him. Another rumor was the guy who sang You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. I think it's his name is Thurl. I don't know his last name. But, yeah, I don't, you know, who did the voice of Tony the Tiger? I don't think it was him. I don't think so. It sounded like him. Not true. Bushell Rugs, believe it or not, is still in business. You know, they don't advertise much on television. This, you've seen this in the 70s, the 80s. Practically every day, I think, on Channel 9 and Channel 32, during the movies they aired. You know, when they have a movie break. So anyone would still, they remember the phone number rather than the commercial or the name of the company. So it's kind of funny, and it's so endearing. It really is. Okay. Right now, today's program, I will talk about Cuddly Dudley, you know, and but first off, I'm going to talk about my podcast, how it got started. One day I was just thinking, you know, podcasts were a rage, still are, you know, they're still very popular. A lot of celebrities have them. They talk about politics, sports, movies, comic books, television. There's all kinds. You can find them on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Even mine is there, Google Podcasts, or they have them on YouTube. And Ryan, I was thinking of doing one in 2019. I think of starting one, but I pulled the brakes on that because I got diagnosed with prostate cancer in December. So I didn't want to do that while I'm, you know, when I'm sick. But I took a course at a local college, how to do a podcast, and I'm glad I did. There were two courses, and that helped a bit. And that was in 2019, like in the summer. So I was going to do one in 2020, but as I said before, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. I had an operation. They removed it, and then I had radiation, and I'm recovering. And also that year was terrible. There was too much nonsense going on. Politics, rioting, awful year. You know, and when I had the operation in April, which is next coming up 2 years, it was a very scary time for me because I wasn't much scared of the operation. Much it was because that was during the pandemic, and it was in full force, and it was frightening, and I was so nervous being outside. And then when I went to the hospital, I had no visitors. They would not allow anybody, not even my mother, my brother. I wanted my priest to come from my church. You know, he didn't come. He couldn't. So luckily I had a chaplain. There was a chaplain in the hospital. And I said, yes, please do that. You know, he came over, even though I'm Greek Orthodox, but he was Catholic. So that doesn't matter. You know, I was very blessed and very happy. So then, as I recovered during the year in 2020, then I started to think, well, I'm getting a little better. Why don't I start the podcast? So I waited till 2021. And so I decided to do it in March. And that was 1 year ago this month. I started getting, just get the ball rolling, you know. And I had to think of a title, Van Chicagoland Stories, part of Van Chicagoland, the Facebook page. Also, I remember my first episode. I was so nervous. It was nothing fancy. I just had a little music, introduced myself, what I'm going to talk about, you know, and it went okay, but didn't become popular at first. But then it took time. And it's so far, I have about over 40,000 plays, which is nice. And I didn't want to do anything fancy, no fancy music, you know, sound effects, excuse me. I wanted to do that, but, you know, I want to treat this podcast as a, like an old fashioned radio show, you know, like you listen to Jack Benny or Fred Allen or Burns and Allen or all that. Those wonderful performers, just like a regular radio show, just like on Those Were the Days. They broadcast on Saturdays at 1 o'clock. You know, wonderful show. I want to do it like simple, very simple, straightforward, just me. Okay, and so I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying it. I'm still nervous. You know, I ramble. I go, And, you know, some people have written reviews about it. Some people like it. Some people, needs a little work. Personally, to me, I sound very strange when I listen to myself. Yeah, I mean, it sounds strange on my answering machine on my phone. But most people say, you sound fine. You sound natural. You're very educational. You know, we learn a lot of things from you. You know, you're not a phony. You're just straightforward. honest, which is nice. It really is. I'm very pleased. Okay. So I'm still having a good time with this. And, you know, if you have any comments, please comment, you know, and let me know on my social media accounts or on the podcast. You know, I will continue to do this. I really did. I enjoy doing this show. I really do. Okay. That's enough for me. That's enough about me. So I'm going to talk about Cuddly Dudley and talk about my memories and the history of him. But right now we're going to go into a commercial break. And this program, again, is brought to you by Starbeat Presents What's Happening. And here's a commercial from 1981. If I play this commercial, you would remember it from this one, remember from my teenage years. So here's the commercial. And here we go.
Starbeat presents What's Happening.
Through April 19th, Putting on the Ritz on Butterfield Road, 1 mile east of Highland Avenue, Oak Brook, features top live entertainment with never a cover. Jamet, Monday through Thursday, Windjammer, Friday and Saturday at the grand opening of In and Around, 10235 West Grand Avenue, Franklin Park. The Saints and Sinners in Willow Springs features a 10-man male dancer extravaganza Wednesday, plus a special Easter party Saturday. Classic Rock with Red Muldoon and Air Guitar Competition Thursdays at Eric the Red, 3300 West 111th Street, Chicago. A $2 million unbelievable intergalactic robot show at Tobia's, 6020 West Belmont, Chicago, Wednesday, April 22nd. The Vineyard, 75th and Cass Darien, presents The Outside Chance, plus Wednesday's Chicken and Ribs, All You Can Eat, $4.95. The Ship's Rail Turtle Trot at 154th and Calumet Expressway in the Dalton Lodge with $250 weekly cash prize Mondays. This is Steve Cronin. For more What's Happening information, call the Starbeat dictaphone at 948-8800.
Okay, everyone, I am back. Boy, that was fun. Remember that commercial? I used to listen to this on the radio, like WLS, AM or FM, WABT, WCKG, WFYR, all the wonderful radio stations that I grew up with in the 70s and 80s. Also, they showed this on television. And, you know, people who lived in the Chicagoland area, or still do, remember this very well. You know, they show all the clubs and what's like, for example, like local bands playing. One club that stood up was the Prime and Tender. I went there once. It was located at 63rd Street in Harlem, west of that. Like I said before, I went to that club once, and that was like in the early 80s, and that was a fun place. It really does. And unfortunately, it's gone. They tore it down. You know, they changed names, venues, you know, but it was a good place. Yeah. Great place to hang out with your friends, you know, listen to music, dancing. I'm not much of a dancer. You know, thank God. Even Greek dancing, I stink a roux on that. I'm just bad. Okay. Right now we're going to talk about the subject in hand, and that is Cuddly Dudley. Last year I wrote an article on my blog, BandChicagoland.blog, in January 10th, 2021. And it was titled Chicago's Famous Toy Stuffed Animal. And of course it's Cuddly Dudley. I didn't write a big story on it, just a little bit. And as you know, he was a stuffed Cocker Spaniel. He really was. And he was used for a promotional gimmick for the Chicago Tribune. It was for a sales item. So when you subscribe to the Chicago Tribune, you would receive the doll. And it worked like a charm. It became very popular. Everyone wanted it. It was a tremendous success. And you received it for free, I believe. And it lasted all during the 60s. It really was. And he came with a cardboard doghouse, automobile or locomotive, or a superjet. So whatever is available. And you had to assemble it yourself when it arrived at your house. You know, the colors were eye-catching. It was beautiful like that. And Also, it was a perfect Christmas gift for a lot of children in Chicago. And, you know, I always wanted one because when I watched them on TV, I always wanted a doll. But when I was younger, I didn't know they did this. Later on, they did the promotional thing for Chicago Tribune. I even asked my mom, you know, can you get me one? And, at the time, my parents never read the newspaper. They just watched the news on TV because they didn't read English very well. You know, especially my father, all he can read was a stock market. That's about it. But later on, we did subscribe to the Tribune, I think, like when I started going to high school. And my memories of watching Cuddly Dudley was on the Ray Raider show. And it was on every morning, Monday through Friday, on WGN TV Channel 9. I used to watch the show before I went to school. You know, and then I hated because the school bus came to take us to school. And I wanted to watch more. But, you know, a couple times my mother yelled at me, you know, to get off my butt and race to the school bus because you're going to miss it. You know, but back then my mom didn't drive, so we had to find another way for me to get there. Luckily, it did not happen. So, but most of the time I did catch Cuddly Dudley on Ray Raynor. And the thing was, Ray Raynor would visit him. And it was a segment, lasted about almost like near the end of the show. It was like 10 or 15 minutes. And Ray Raynor would sing the Cuddly Dudley song. And it was the music was from a song. It was The Whistler and His Dog. And it was written by Arthur Pryor. That's his name. As soon as he finished singing the song, he went and approached the doghouse. He rang his doorbell. You ever heard of a doghouse had a doorbell installed? I did. And Cuddly answered. He said, "Hello to Ray," with a deep voice like that. And kids would write in letters, and then mostly jokes, and they were corny jokes. And Ray Raynor would read a joke or a letter to Cuddly. Cuddly would just laugh like that. It's so funny. The voice of Cuddly Dudley was Roy Brown. Was Cookie the Cook on Bozo Circus. He created him. And so here, this, let's see. Oh, yeah. I'm going to read the lyrics of the song. You know, I'm not going to sing it. I'll try. But it goes like this. We're off to Cuddly Dudley's house. He's cute as it can be. With his fur of gold and his nose so cold, he's cuddly as can be. He's got riddles and jokes, and the fun that he pokes is never aimed at me. Here's the place that he lives, and the name that he gives is Cuddly. That's the lyrics, yeah. And you could they broadcast the specials, you know, Bozo, Gar, and Ray every year around Christmas time. So they do show a segment of Cuddly Dudley at Ray Raynor. So he does sing that song. Also, a lot of people don't remember that he had a girlfriend, Cuddly Dudley. Her name was Clarice. They did make a stuffed animal about Clarice, and that was very rare. They did make, but a lot of people forgot that, you know. And those dolls, especially Cuddly Dudley, are, like I said, they're very rare. I've seen them on eBay for sale. They cost like maybe $300, $500 in mint condition, also included with the box, or they're unassembled. They're much higher. Always want one, but that's a little kind of rich for my blood. I like to own one. I really do. Also, there were two stories published in the Chicago Tribune about Cuddly Dudley that featured him. That was in 1967, 1968. The first one was called How Cuddly Dudley Saved the Runaway Christmas Train. And the other one was How Cuddly Dudley Rescued Santa Claus. And they were very popular, you know. It was like a serial. It's like a soap opera. And you could find them if you go to Chicago Tribune Archives by the date, around Christmas time, you could read them. And right now, the puppet of Cuddly Dudley and his doghouse are part of the collection of the Museum Broadcast of Communications in Chicago. So you go downtown. If you want to visit the museum, he is there on display, his house and the doll. You know, I always wanted to own one, like I said before, but no. We'll see about that. And he was such an endearing character. And, you know, if you live in Chicago, you know who he was, of course. And, you know, and also he did not also appear on Ray Rayner. Later on, he appeared on Bozo Circus, which turned into the Bozo Show when Ray Rayner went off the air. And then it turned into Bozo Show. It moved from noon to 7 o'clock in the morning. I think it was 7. I don't know. I forgot. 7:30 or like that. It took over Ray Rayner's his slot. And Cuddly Dudley was there. And he talked with Bozo and Cookie and Frazier Thomas. You know, Mr. Ned, the Ringmaster Ned, left in 76. So I don't think he ever talked with them. That would have been interesting. And then he was there and there for a few years also because of Garfield Goose and all the characters also migrated to the Bozo Show when Garfield Goose and Friends ended. So all the puppets were there. That was fun. I remember watching them early in the morning during the 80s, but, you know, I was going to school. I was working. I didn't have time, you know, or I got older, so I didn't catch that. And so a lot of people are still excited, and hopefully you would enjoy this show. You really would enjoy listening about my memories about Cuddly Dudley. Okay. So that'll be all for this episode. I know it's kind of short. I discussed the beginnings of my podcast, Van Chicagoland Stories, and I will continue to do so. There's a limitless topics about in Chicago that things that are gone. Believe me, there are businesses, restaurants, bakeries, bookstores, local celebrities, banks, you name it. There's so many, a lot of businesses, a lot of things that are gone in Chicago, and I could talk about that. Okay, so this is Pete Costanis. I'm your host of Van Chicagoland Stories, and also talk about Cuddly Dudley. Sorry about that. So I enjoyed talking about him. He was beautiful. I loved it. Okay, so next program will be this weekend. I'll see what I'll discuss, and it should be a lot of fun. Okay, thank you for joining me, and everyone have a good day. And here is Cuddly Dudley's friend, Ray Rayner's, with his traveling music saying bye-bye for now. And here's bye-bye for me. So long, everyone. Take care.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.